Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
Hey guys, is the crew back again here for the Sneaker Podcast, episode 22 of season 2. I'm Alex, I'm sitting alongside my boy Chloe. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And sitting in front of me, my main man, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
So this week, a bit of a special episode for you guys. You guys don't necessarily see it, you might hear it. We have a bit of a different setup. Mikey is sick, so we decided to kind of test ourselves and see what we could do. And so we came out with this idea of still doing the podcast regardless this week, so we hope you guys enjoy it. You guys had a good week? Everything's going on well so far?
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped with our kind of guerrilla setup of how we're recording the podcast. It's basically off our phones.
Yeah.
It's super dope.
It is, actually, yeah. So the phone, the iPhone is like sitting on top of my Iniki box. We're like sitting in my kitchen in my house.
We're sitting really close to each other so that our voices
sound as good as possible.
Yeah. And then
it really looks like the 70s show type of setup.
Yeah, without the camera. It's not awkward at all, by the way.
It's not awkward. And the great thing about this is that if this is all right, then it makes us more agile, more adaptable for different situations in case we happen to run into one of you guys one day and you say, yo, get me on the podcast, and you have something interesting to say, we can actually, boom.
Just record you right away. And
our conversation.
Plug you into an episode.
And, like, the whole thing is properly formatted for uploading onto our Podbean. So there you go, just like testing things out, and I think it's gonna work.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, we've been almost doing it for like what, 40, that's like, now that's like 47 episode.
Yeah
I don't think there's nothing wrong with like trying to kind of renew yourself or try on different things. I think
it's cool. I like the excitement of challenges and not being sure of what it's gonna turn out to be.
Yeah,
so yeah, of course we all prefer the high audio quality that Mike provides, but when the man is like running a fever, we gotta let him rest.
He basically can't talk, so like we're not gonna force him to.
Yeah,
it was his birthday weekend, so he probably partied a bit too hard.
Yeah, you know, the man was on his deck, was living the life, so I think that's what took him down a couple of notches. But it's all good. He'll be back next week.
So let's start with what we always do. It's what we wear on feet today. I'll give it to Chloe.
I wore slides all day.
Did you really?
I wore those $7.50 slides that I picked up at Adidas.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So oh, dope. Yeah. You guys went on a little outlet rant.
They're cool. Called the Duramo slides.
Yeah.
Super light.
Yeah.
And the color that we got.
The best color.
What
is
it?
Like it's the same color as the... Not the Oxford Tan. What's the other Yeezy?
Moonrock?
Moonrock. It's like moonrockish color.
I thought it was slightly more darker. Like Grolip. Like a gray olive.
Sick. Gray olive.
For $7.50.
Grolip. I like that.
All right. That's a pretty decent price.
Yeah.
I like them. The band is like super soft. Much softer than Adilettes.
I think so. I'm going to just write the word Yeezy on the side of it.
Yeah, because you paid $7.50.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It was a hell of a steal, man. I can't believe it.
Nice. Did you guys get anything else?
Well, on the way. Oh.
So, when was it?
Oh, yeah.
Chloe and I,
it was tough,
last Thursday, we decided to go outlet shopping. And, so we headed out to the outlets and we hit up Nike, Vans, Adidas, of course. Shout out to Gina.
Yeah.
And, I think Nike, there was some good stuff. They had those B-True Flyknit racers. Still at the $215 clip, so full retail, but at our outlets, which it's cool to see. I think they're starting to get like new releases at the outlet. Not every release, but
it's cool, a more premium feel to to exactly, a shopping experience. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's cool because you don't expect to see new releases at the outlet. And so when you walk in, it's like a great surprise, right?
What I like is that in those situations where you see like a shoe that's full price in an outlet, there's like two situations where if you really want it, you'll be willing to pay that full price point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or if you wait it out, well, you might be losing your size might not be there if it one day goes on sale because you don't know their stock. You don't know like if it's actually going to go on sale or if it's going to move or go to another outlet. I think a good example of that is that you guys went to Adidas afterward and you guys saw like the Reigning Champs.
Yes.
Alpha Bounce.
Reigning Champ Alpha Bounce at the Adidas outlet here in the area of Montreal. They were priced at
$134. Yeah, which is pretty good. It's like...
Yeah, normal retail is $160.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's one of those situations... Like, I'm asking myself if I should go for it or I can just, like, wait it out. And so it's kind of a... In this situation, it's kind of a roll of the dice. I don't want to jump on it, like, right away. I want to see if maybe there's going to be, like, a good price on them because I hear that, like, most of the outlets... Got them?
Like, yeah. Throughout Canada, you're saying?
Well, the more premium ones. Like, okay, I know Ottawa got them as well. So if you're in the Ottawa area, you're listening to that podcast, I would go and check it out if you're into that Alpha Bounce Reigning Champs. It's pretty dope.
It's good. Like, the insole is leather.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, soft leather.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And the tone of the shoe is really nice. Very lightish.
Cool laces as well.
It was super nice, man.
Nice bit
of, like, fighting with myself the whole time.
Why didn't you get it?
Because I thought it would take away from my wearing time of wearing other fire shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it wasn't... It's a dope shoe, but it's just not...
Yet.
It's not fire.
Okay.
And if you're going with your trying to hit the 100 pair...
Yeah, it would just be an extra piece in the room. And
Yeah. So it was very... We were extremely, how should we say, behaved.
Right.
So we could have bought a lot of stuff. Because I also saw all-white...
Booznitz Pure Boost.
Booznitz Pure Boost.
Yeah.
And the Booznitz is like a nice silhouette.
Yeah.
That super high tongue.
Yeah.
And all white, like super all white.
Fire. Yeah.
It was very nice. Very, very nice. But Chloe did mention, he's like, yo, it looks exactly, it's basically...
Cobras.
It's the Cobra, like the Kiss Cobra.
Yes, like the toe, like the way the toe is constructed and stuff, yeah.
But a takedown version.
Yeah.
And
poor man's Cobra.
I would be okay with that. Because I would like a shoe that it's all white that I would not be afraid to beat up.
Right.
You know? Like, I keep the Cobras for, like, special occasions.
Yeah.
And then the Booznitz for, like, running around.
Have we had this discussion on the pod where Chloe mentioned that you used to purchase a shoe thinking about, like, wearing in the, like, 5 to 10 range? And do you remember, guys?
Yeah.
I don't know if we were on the pod, so I don't know if you guys missed out on this one. Anyways, so... We used to think, like, okay, is it worth purchasing a shoe if the shoe is going to get, like, a 5 to 10
wears
in a year versus now, like, when I think about a shoe, when I'm deciding if I'm going to cup or not.
You want to hit that 20.
20. At least a 20, like, a solid 20.
Per year. Okay.
Which is, it's a lot, but it's, like, it's just a mind game. Like, if you could tell your mind that.
Yeah, that 20 really means, like, a 13.
Yes, no, realistically, right?
Scientifically proven, it's like if the 20 is a 13.
Because if there's 365 days per year.
But, okay, let's expand on that a bit.
Yeah.
When I purchase a shoe, I kind of figure out in my mind already which season I'll be wearing the shoe.
Yes.
So, something with the Prime Knit, with Boost, something that's fly knitty, will be most likely the warmer seasons.
Yeah.
Definitely less in winter. Unless I pair it with like a wool sock, which sometimes could look good, but sometimes makes your foot look just like you just stuffed it, like choked it into your shoe.
It could be a backpack shoe in the winter.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So
I switch up my shoes every time I go to work in the winter. For me, like I don't discount the warm or cold seasons, but yeah, totally. I will be more tempted to wear, let's say, white sneakers in the summer.
Yes.
Because in general, like, in the winter, like at the store, it's dusty inside. Slushy. You know, like the muck, the slush, the yes. stuff like that. Like you want to avoid
salty.
Just, yes. So it's just something to keep in the okay. back of my mind.
So okay, is your threshold really like, if I get 20-ish wears out of it, it's a must cop, it's a smart purchase. In other words,
yeah. I don't think I've set my gears to the amount of wears. It's more like now, like if I get a shoe, I'll be like, okay, first of all, is it a shoe that's gonna go out of my style? Because I've seen shoes in my stuff go out of my flavor and my style. So now I look at that. Will this like travel time? Will this shoe travel time in my times? And definitely, will I be wearing it more than once? Or it will be like one of the... You remember like when I got those Tan Alpha Bounce?
Yeah.
I said Tan ones. So like I wore them once and then they went back in the shelf.
In your shelf, yeah.
And then I've started wearing them again. I think I've worn them like 3 times in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Then at that point, you're like, okay, I'm yeah. It's worth it.
It was worth the cop.
In the end, eh?
Yeah.
I still regret not getting that. But I know it won't work out for me. But anyways... Yeah.
There will be other cool colors.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I want to add to one of your criteria for like whether I wear or not. It's if I plan on wearing it, how do I say? If I feel iffy about breaking it out for the first time, if it takes me a long time to un-DS them.
Yeah.
Then I have to ask myself, if I buy it, I'm so happy, I put it in my closet, and it sits in there for 6 months, will I ever have the balls to un-DS it?
Yeah.
And at my stage, I think, at a certain point, if it takes me that long to un-DS it, I should just maybe not buy it,
yeah.
you know, and let someone else get it.
Right.
Another thing is, if I know that I'm getting the shoe, and I'm buying it, just it's not an auto cop. So we all agree there's shoes that are like auto purchase.
Yep.
Right. And then some shoes are, you know, that you like a lot, but the price will eventually discount because it's not like a high seller. And should I buy it because of the price or not? What I'll consider is, let's say I pass on this one. If I go hunting for it 3 months down the line, how easy will it be for me to find it again?
At a decent price.
Yes, at a comparable price of what I'm seeing on the shelf. So if I look on eBay and I'm like, oh, they're actually $10 off from what I'm seeing it on the shelf right now in front of me, I figure I can wait.
Yeah.
Because the price probably plateaued and that's what it's going to be at 6 months down the line. And when I feel more comfortable and super sure that I'm going to wear it a lot, then I'll pull the trigger.
Totally.
Yeah. But if I know that...
Those... Booznitz.
Yeah.
They'll drop. The Raiding Chap will drop too.
Yeah. That's my estimation.
Too. But it will drop. Will your size still be available? At this point...
That's the...
It's kind of... Do you believe in faith?
Okay. So then when that happens...
Yeah.
If... You wait. You choose to wait. That's your strategy. And they sell out your size. How salty will you be?
That's it. That's another.
Is it a big chunk of salt or just you know like table salt?
Yeah.
Then you know you decide what you, how much you can.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. Have you guys been doubling up a lot recently? I feel like my doubling up game is like has like gone to zero now. I don't know. If it's because of price points. Like stuff is like more exclusive, like I don't have the same interests, but I just realized that like I went through some of my boxes and I was like, so this weekend I was up north, quick story, I was up north and I was I had decided to only bring one pair of shoe, and the reason why I chose that specific shoe, I chose an EQT Support OG. The reason why I chose this specific sneaker was because I had 4 other pairs. So
5 in total.
So one pair has been one pair has been like used for dancing, so it's dead already. I had another pair for walking that I decided to bring, and I still have three pairs DS. So this, a situation like this where like I would double up or like triple up or whatever, I don't think it's happening anymore in any situation. Like the last time I've doubled up was when we went to the outlets.
Yeah.
And all of those EQTs were like in the $30
super,
range.
Super dirt. Yeah.
So that was like a must for me because I knew like I was gonna use dancing them or whatever. But are you guys, do you guys feel like you still need to double up? Like, is there anything that was, that's worth doubling up nowadays?
I think it's maybe just Yeezys.
That's if you can get.
Yeah, that's if you.
If
yeah, that's
my second
yeah.
pair. Double up.
Yeah,
I think it would be Yeezys. Anything else? Like, no, I don't. No, you know, I tripled, quadrupled, like, those Air Max 95s?
Those
yeah.
Ultra Boost.
But when's the last time you bought Air Max 95 Neon?
2 years ago?
2 years.
Yeah,
and that was pair number...
Probably 8 or 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, but I'm definitely done now. Unless they come out with a pair that, like, lights go on it or something like that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
kind of have
Soulja
to...
Boy shoe.
Or reverse Neon.
Yeah. But no, I'm done doubling.
The doubling up for me occurs less. I used to double up a lot on release day. Like Jordan 4s, Thunder, when they came back out. It's a shoe that like I wanted for years and years and years and never thought that I'd ever get. And when they decided to retro it, I was like, I need these. And I need to get a second pair so that one pair I can beat the shit out of and the other pair is in a closet. So it provides me security that I have a backup, right?
Yeah.
But... these days, it's more in the way of, okay, I really like this shoe. Ideally, I would get two. Let me just secure the first one. And if I can, I get my hands on it. I buy whatever it is. Let's say Jordan 1. Jordan 1 Metallic Navy is a good example. I saw it on sale. I'm like, this is a good price. Let me wait. It dropped a bit where it fell under my threshold, that like where I'm ready to buy. Boom, I bought the first pair. I'm like... this would be a great pair to double up on because if it's all white, mostly white, and if I wear it a lot, it gets dirty and grimy, which looks good, but still, you know, you want a fresh pair in your closet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the second pair, I will wait till the price drops even more. So first pair retail or a bit less than retail, the double up pair, wait.
Dirt cheap price.
Wait
yeah.
till it hits sale.
I missed
like
out on
a comfortable sale.
I missed
and
out on a double.
I did, me too. Because they took them away before we could buy a second pair. So, yeah, that's the gamble that we were talking about. Like, same thing with the reigning champ. If you gamble and you wait too long. So, this one, I'm pretty salty about not getting the backup pair. So, yeah.
Is it a situation where you guys are going to wait until you get that double pair before you actually wear the first one?
It depends on the shoe. For me, it really depends on what shoe it is. Because some shoes, you're like, it's an easy double up. Like, I don't know, some basketball shoes or like something that I know I'm a huge fan of, but not everyone's a huge fan of, then I'll just wear the first pair right away. To be honest, it does take me a long time to un-DS anything. I don't pull Alex's and I don't pop the tags right away. It takes me a while, you know. I need to warm up to it, but I usually, if it's the double up scenario and I know I'm gonna get the second pair for sure, I don't mind. I'll just wear it right away.
Yeah
I have one pair that I'm waiting to double up before I break out the first pair,
which is
bread ones.
You have one.
Yeah.
So you have the 2013?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah and I missed out on the last.
No. That's a do you know what this is?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay.
What is it?
Sorry. As we mentioned, we're recording off our phones, and I just got a phone call from Vanuatu. And I think they want to sell me an island or something. So we didn't answer.
Or you want
to
cruise
time.
Or something?
No.
Maybe
it's
a
like
cruise.
A big like phone scam. Like everyone's sharing this on Facebook.
Yeah. Anyways.
Crazy. That was scary. No, because like I see it on Facebook and stuff, and like a... like, it's never going to happen, whatever, but it's...
Anyways, yeah, so...
anyways.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
And on with... yeah, so your Bred 1, 2013, you have one pair, you want to double up before you break them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It must be a very, yeah.
Really want to wear them, man.
A tough weight. But you know what? Because of the retro, because of the 2016 retro, I do find the prices for the better one have gone down. Meaning...
What would be a reasonable price?
Well, it depends. I don't know how comfortable you are spending for resale price,
for
but...
2013, I paid $350.
Yeah, I don't know. So retail on the 2016, I think, was $240-ish with taxes. I would be... Yeah, if you find a pair for $350,
oh,
I'd be super comfortable with that.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, since this one, the first one, since the 2013 is DS, if you find a slightly worn pair, it might be cheaper.
I'll be open to
Not cheaper than $350, I'm saying, but like you might be able to find $350 to $4. Every now and then, you'll notice right before release weekend of a super hot shoe, some people need to start liquidating stuff to raise funds to buy the new shoe. So they're ready to get rid of like older shoes that they don't wear as much or that they don't prefer as much as the new release. So, boom, you see people start selling stuff like by Tuesday, Wednesday because they need to raise the funds by Saturday, right? So I think those are the right times to strike.
I want
to
trade.
Trading
yeah.
is also very cool, yeah. Because if I know you, you've been hunting and you got a good deal on the shoe that you can use as an asset to trade out to get like...
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Yeah. And there's something about guys in the size 8 range and size 12 range. And I don't mean small feet, big feet. I literally mean size 8 specifically and size 12 specifically.
Yeah.
There's something about these guys that there's always amazing deals floating around.
Yeah, I get lucky sometimes.
Yeah, like crazy trades. And I'm like, God damn it. It's like...
Why are we size 10?
We're like right... We're too far from both. But
you can't squeeze in.
Yeah. There's like always, even at the outlet, Nike outlet, some great size 12 things. Flyknit racers, Jordan 5s, all on the back wall.
Yes.
Minus 30%.
Yeah.
Nothing
in the size
range. No,
range.
No. So, yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, Chris, what's on feet today?
Today?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
On the way here,
okay.
I wore Air Max 90s infrared.
Yeah. Yeah, and the first thing I said when Chloe came up to pick me up to drive us to Alex's, the first thing I said when I saw his feet is, damn, I was so stupid to sell my pair for $100.
Oh, wow.
I sold my pair for $100.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
You don't have any of those?
No, I don't have the infrared anymore. I don't have one pair of infrared Air Max 90.
Me? You don't wear Air Max.
That's why I sold it. But then it's also one of those shoes that it's just good to have it in your collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had gotten it from a friend from Philadelphia. And he was like in the military. And at the time, I don't know if they still have this, but they would give like military discount for people buying stuff from like sports stores and whatnot. And so he got them for like $65.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which was back in the day, that was like fine. It wasn't like... Wow, because now I think they're pricing them higher. It was $100, but it came out to $65, something like that.
Okay.
And so he sold it to me for like equivalent, you know,
wow.
Canadian. So I was like, yo, you sure? He's like, yeah, man, no problem. And I got them for cheap, so I didn't feel like I should charge someone like an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
So I just, $100.
Wow.
I'm not wearing them anymore. Bam, gone.
Nice.
I traded for mine.
Yeah.
I traded a pair of Jordan 1 high strap in... the Laker colorway.
Good trade out.
Yeah.
No Lakers.
Well, at that point, I was just done wearing flashy shoes. So for me, it was a good switch up.
Cool.
I'm
100% down with that trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What I wore today. So I wore some Converse All-Star Flyknit. The all-white pair.
Yeah.
And... I think I've been talking to Chloe about this for a couple of days. I even posted something on my stories where I cut the tag off my zebra pair. This is a zebra pair that I got a while back. I like did some trade machine to get it and stuff like that. And so I was like, not that the retro came out, I think it's okay for me to wear them. Let's bust them out. And I got the courage up to cut the tag off. but I didn't wear them.
Oh, no way.
No. And I was talking to Chloe. I was like, yo, Chloe, did you wear your Zebras yet? And he was like, no, no, not yet. I go, I think I'll wear them today. And then we're like, yeah, yeah, I have them in my bag. I'm going to wear them. But my day was basically me sitting at my desk, then getting up, driving home, and then getting ready to come to pod. I didn't feel like just putting them on to say I put them on. So I'll save it for like nice. When I'm going to go take a photo or whatever. But yeah, that was the plan. And tonight, because we're at the Casa de Alex, I am wearing some EQT...
Athleisure? No.
Athleisure?
No, it's not.
This one's not an athleisure. This one's a...
2-3 or...
three. This one's a 3/3F15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire EQT with the boost.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, after putting them on my feet, I'm like, I should get the...
Every single one.
Every color of this. I think there's three versions. So, of this three.
There's been a black. Three. Yeah. And then
black, and then the there's athleisure. Like a gray olive, I think. Something like that. Or brown olive.
You got one that had like a kind of like the burnt orange.
Yeah. It's the brown on it.
Super dope.
And I have the olive one.
Nice. Okay. Yes, you got so a steal on that. I remember.
Super steal. Yeah. Because size 8.
Well, of course.
I'm saying. Hunting all of those.
All the F-15s.
All of them.
1, 2, 3.
And yeah. Man, I haven't been lucky lately. They're all like a 300 something. American.
I've started like, I went on eBay and just wrote Adidas Torsion because, I don't know. And then I found some guy in New York, I think, selling all of his size 12 dead stock.
Size 12.
See? Yeah, size 10, sorry. Size 10. All of his size 10 dead stock, like sick Adidas collection.
Prices were good.
Found a pair of ZX550 OG, like some stuff that you guys probably don't know about, but some Torsion Allegra, ZX5000 Response, and it got me like, I had to wait a couple hours like on my own time waiting for my girlfriend the other day, and I was just like on my phone like scrolling on eBay, like the stuff I found on there was like, it was mental, and it got me like thinking back, you know, like, oh, I have this at home, I should wear it more. I have this thing too. Like I haven't worn those in a while. And today I was giving product training to a new hire. And what I do is I go from like the 60s up to like today. So I go through every decade and when I talk about the 80s, I'll talk about the ZX range. I show some like supporting videos with that. When I talk about the 90s, I show like some EQT videos and stuff. And as I was like explaining to the new kid, like what's making me so hype about some stuff, it was getting me hype back. I was like, whoa, like kind of want to go back home, you know, and just like
buy it now.
Sit in my room, look at some shoes, like trying to find some good deals. Cause like some of the stuff, man, is like so good. Cause like people won't buy it.
Like it was hard to find find at that condition.
No, it was just like some stuff ZX 8000 glow in the dark. It's a gray upper with red stripes and an IEC gum sole.
Yeah.
From 2009, I think Atmos in Japan did those. Like in below Yeezy money.
Okay.
So like in the 250 range.
Okay.
Which is like.
Still a lot.
Back in the days, it would have been way out of my range.
Okay.
But now that like you pay 300 something for Yeezys or for a new release, a consortium release, you're like, would I be willing to drop around 250?
American?
Canadian.
Oh, Canadian.
Shipped with charges.
Okay, that's pretty good, actually.
It's pretty good for like a collector's like really rare shoe.
Dead stock? Yeah.
Dead stock, my size. Shit. But you're not going to get the stunt hype factor when you wear them in the streets. But for me, it's...
So...
It's taking me back. So
okay, this was an eBay thing, shipping from New York, but you said with all in all, charges and all, international fees, $250? $250. So let's say you walk into a random shop here in Montreal and you see them on the shelf with a little price tag that says $250 Canadian. Would you buy them?
At the moment, no.
No.
Probably okay. Not, yeah.
So that's your decision, but like whether you should buy.
But the eBay, like... It's just the whole eBay thing, you know? Like, it. No, but it's true, man. Like, you see, you hunt, and then you see different things. Like, I'm still looking for a torsion leg Ramita sneakers. My size hasn't come up yet. Some decent price for, like, 10 and a half, but I think 10 and a half would be too big, so I'm waiting it out, you know? I'm still looking. So, like, I'm always, like, on my toes when I go on eBay. Like, you never know what is going to happen. Like, you guys remember, like, I scored that Star Wars ZX-8000 for stupid cheap. So I know, like, it could happen. Like,
yeah, be patient.
This was cool about eBay. Like, if you're not in a rush, like, it might happen down the line. Like, so some of the stuff that I was looking for, you guys might have, like, seen or heard, like, those run-through time Ultra Boost mids samples. I don't know if you guys saw those.
Like, yeah, the blue. Like, it's like, yeah.
It's like a royal blue with, like, a... like red dot, like on the tongue, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the France color?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so Run Through Time was a line that they did a couple years ago with 70s, 80s, 90s runners. And the 90s runners, shoe was, it was a ZX 5000 Response. Super dope colorway. Like, I could never imagine myself purchasing it because, like, back in the days, I was not as, like, internet smart, I guess. I didn't know where to look for and stuff like that. I didn't know where they released. Of course, they didn't get them at my store. So now I see them. They're like in the $160 range. With shipping and stuff, we're talking about $200.
Mm.
Which technically could represent like $30, $40 over retail.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
That's fine.
Like, it's super duper fine, you know?
Yeah.
You just said eBay is just like this, like, big vicious circle place where you need to just calm yourself down and
you
wait
need
it
to
out.
Take it slow.
Yeah,
because sometimes you're like,
buy now.
Well, it's like you're like, well, $30 over retail, that's not bad. I can live with that.
Yeah.
He goes, well, if I'm okay with 30, I should be okay with 45.
Yeah.
And if I'm okay with 45, well, I'm just $5 away from okay, being okay for 50. And then you just convince yourself and blah 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 blah, and next thing you know, you bought it. You're under contract. You gotta pay it. And
I'm super cheap. I can't do that.
Patience.
I'm,
yeah,
I'm like,
but
the
you 100, you've learned
100 under.
The watch list is what
clutch.
You gotta do.
Yeah,
leave it in the watch list. And look, if you know, if you want to buy it right away, then you know you can buy it right away. If you're unsure and you're ready to put it on your watch list, you can wait.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Alex, what was on your feet today?
Oh, shit. What did I wore the Chinese New Year EQT Boost.
The Rooster?
The Rooster. I pulled the wooden box today and I went for the big rooster. Super dope shoe. Like, it's such an amazingly well constructed shoe. So, like, how they mix, like, leather in the back, suede in the front, mm-hmm. and then that, like, kind of fake...
that little feathery toe box thing that they got going on.
A bit of a warm shoe for today's temperature.
Okay,
like,
yes.
I felt like I was sweating a lot in them. But, geez, they look so good. And, like,
I'm going to break them out. Don't worry, guys. I'll break them
out. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Like, did you wear them yet? No. It's...
In close defense, I think the man's been working in his yard a lot.
Yeah. So it's not the appropriate
really
sneakers.
Opportunities to break out some heat yet.
So that's a, like a non-Yeezy shoe that's like in a quite expensive price range that I would look at and be like, this is already my fourth time wearing it.
Okay.
So I'm like,
that's good.
I'll definitely like make some.
You're
going to
hit the 20 mark.
Yes.
Don't worry about
that. At some
that.
Point. And like maybe
mark.
Not
yeah.
maybe not this year, but...
Yeah.
At some point, like, it's definitely not a shoe that I'm gonna move.
Okay, cool.
Like, love this shoe, really comfortable. It's a people that look down and take time to look at it, they're like, oh schnitz, like,
yeah,
that's a good stunt factor too.
Okay,
like,
okay.
It has like this prestigious feel, and you know, it's like simple silhouette, good colorway, tan, like really really light, like sand beige color. It's like super
creamish.
Dope.
Cream, off-white, yeah.
Plus those hints of, like, red on the sole with the torsion system and stuff, like...
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, Chloe, we need to schedule, like, a shooting session.
Yeah.
Right? So that it gives you an opportunity
to
bust
wear.
Out some cool
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Or I gotta meet you guys in town.
Yeah.
And bring a backpack full of shoes.
We're gonna talk about. I think we're gonna talk about shooting. In like so because of this recording format that we're using, we are going to take little breaks in between.
We got to go do a shot.
Yeah. And, so I think we'll talk about shooting in the next segment, maybe a little bit. Before we get into that, though, we're going to recap some of the stuff that happened this past week, maybe. Before we get into that, maybe a little word from one of our friends, our sponsors, right? So... we don't have a sponsor, but if you were one of our sponsors, you could have this little spot here in our podcast. Yo, if you guys need some promotion, we're open for sponsorship. We are very eager to like promote your stuff if we like your stuff.
Yeah.
This little 30-second spot, 15 to 30-second spot could be yours. So, anyways...
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. Yo, you know Mike's a pro, right? So get this man on board and boom.
You're booked.
We'll bang out like a little promo for you guys. Anyways. Okay, we'll come back in a bit. And we'll talk
some
more
about Thanks for tuning in, Snickers. Yo.
Yeah.
So last Wednesday, we were not able to pod.
Yeah.
We were at a Foot Locker opening on St. Cat in Montreal. And it was for their little Adidas section and their Puma section. What was the...
Puma Lab and Adidas Foundation.
Thank you.
It's a very cool concept where... You walk into the store, and then you have like two sections that are like specific to each brand. One
like
is
shop in shop experiences.
Yes, exactly. It looks like exactly what you said—a shop within a shop, like a Puma Lab on the one side with everything Puma apparel, sneakers, stuff that I don't think you see in normal stores, and then. On the other mini shop is the Adidas Foundation. Also a cool concept where it's everything is Adidas apparel and sneaker wall, all Adidas. They had like, so I don't know, Alex, this is, I think this is the, is this the first store opening you went to that wasn't
my, like an Adidas
like a brand one? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So for me, it's like, it was kind of cool to be like on the other side of the event,
like not working
the event, so just like going in there as a guest, it was really fun. What I liked about it is that as I walked in, it felt like you walked in a Foot Locker. Like it is a Foot Locker, like a really well executed Foot Locker. But then you get inside, of course, like there's the whole like staff that's like decked out in the referee shirt, like it's like 20 of them. They're all, like, ready to jump on you and to greet you, whatever. Good music playing. Like little snacks, drinks are circulating, whatever. And then one of them, like, started walking us towards, like, the Puma Lab section.
Give us tours.
Little tour in the Puma Lab section. And then we got to see, like, also the Adidas Foundation side. It's really cool because, like, as I said, like, you walk in, you feel like you're into a Foot Locker. But then when you turn on your right, there's like these really two well-executed spaces where like you walk in the Adidas space and you feel like you're
not in Foot Locker.
No, anymore. You're not in Foot Locker anymore. Like, and what I liked even more about the Puma space is that it kind of had like those like side walls
where like its own entrance.
It's all entrance, you know, with the bigger like art
where properly sectioned off.
Yeah.
Where you TV feel like it's, the TV, like the fixtures and everything was really cool. Definitely a really well executed store. It was really fun to attend this event and to find out about like how they're gonna run their new like concept stores, if we could say.
Yeah. And so the good thing about their tour, so we came in, so it's a Montreal event, right? So we know a lot of the employees there already from, like, just, you know, hanging out and walking into shops. So you've seen them before and everything. So I think the vibe is when we come in, we're just saying hi to everyone we know. And I was like, you know what? I'm waiting for the tour. And then you guys said to me, we already got the tour.
Yep.
I go, what? He goes, yeah, the employee that was talking to you guys gave you the tour. And I realized that when I walked in and I was saying hi to an employee and I shook his hand, he was like, yo, did you check this out? And this is the Puma thing. He was showing me around. He was actually giving me the tour.
Yeah.
But it was so, like, familiar, like me just chatting with a dude that I know, that he gave me all the info without me knowing that it was the tour part.
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, I did get the tour. And actually, yeah, I get it. And now that I think about it, he was pointing out, like, little sections of the shop to me without it being too formal, you know? So that was cool. I like that part. I think Alex mentioned, like, the food, drinks.
A barber was there.
Antoine Tava was making customized sneakers. Pretty cool too. Got to talk to him a bit. Just overall, like, again, as I said, like, really well executed store. I see the store doing really well, like, in Montreal, especially on St. Catherine. Like, if they have, like, they could use this space for, like, specific Adidas or Puma drops, like, especially Puma, because I don't think Puma has, like, a retail space anywhere in Montreal, nowhere, like, the Puma Lab thing. I think it's...
Yeah, I think they could do, like, slightly crazier things there, right? Yeah. And the Puma fans or the people that are open to looking at what Puma's doing in the sneaker space, it's, like, the perfect place to say, if you're ready for it, come check it out there. And then the people that walk into that store are ready. Like, they're like, yes, I'm prepared. I want to check out Puma stuff.
So we did a bit of mingling, chit-chatting. We took a lot of photos, some Instagram stories, a bit of live. Thank you, everyone, tuned into the live. It was pretty cool. Like, it was dope. It was actually, like, our first time, like, going to an event.
I think the full crew
was there.
All of us was there.
And like, Cherry was working the event. So technically, the full crew was there in attendance. Yeah. So it was really fun. Then we also connected with Gally. She was, like, a kind of, like, side guest.
She was invited to the event as an influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had her in one of the episodes with Melissa from Brooklyn. So we met up with her as well. We went to get some food, so we had some Bragg Eats in Chinatown after. It was pretty cool, super cool evening overall.
What I noticed at the event, so it's a Foot Locker event, we were invited as, like, I don't know, a sneaker faction, but there was also a lot of influencers, bloggers, media people that were in the house, and I think they weren't going for the sneakerhead only. Like, you had a lot of lifestyle bloggers in the house.
Yeah, and they were looking at in clothes the spot. And everything. Yeah. I have to admit, the Puma clothes was ridiculous.
Yeah, they had the Sesame Street collection in there. And they had, like, right? Did you guys know those track pants and those camo things?
Yeah.
So
the jacket that turned into a backpack.
Yeah, they had a lot dope of stuff. So, yeah.
The long tees were really dope, too.
I do have to admit that it wasn't what I expected. I really thought that it would be more event-ish and less showcase of the store.
Yeah.
So maybe I wasn't in the right mindset. So, but it was cool to see all the Montrealers there. And it's cool that they had an event in Montreal, because sometimes, you know, how many openings do we have, you know, that of new stores that... Or that it's a new store, but not a new store, because Foot Locker is so well known.
It's a cool twist to it. Yeah.
Because when I'm in downtown, I always go check out Cherry Store, right?
Yeah.
In terms of Foot Locker. But now, every now and then, I think I'll pop into that one, because they might have something that's specific to Adidas Foundation or Puma Lab.
Yeah.
You never know. So if anyone wants to check it out in the city of Montreal, the address is 505 St. Catherine West.
What's the postal code, Chris?
It is H-O-H-O.
Wow, man, that memory, though, crazy.
But, yeah, that was pretty cool. A lot has been going on this week for us.
Media-wise, yeah.
Not always, like, event-wise, but Foot Locker was running, or is still running, their Canada 150 approved hashtag. It's a celebration of Canada 150. I think we had mentioned it in a previous pod that we went out to take photos with Cherry O'Port one day. Remember that, mm-hmm. Alex? And then they launched the campaign, and a lot of us who had submitted photos got our photos featured from Foot Locker Canada, which was very cool. I think they posted in all about 25 to 30-ish photos with the hashtag Canada150 approved.
A lot of dope shots.
Yeah, and it's all about the sneakerheads from throughout Canada giving a brief story about the city that they're in and a specific sneaker that is in the photo with them. We had people from all over Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Montreal, Toronto.
I think there were some people from the Maritimes as well.
Yes, yeah. And it was pretty cool. It's very cool that out of that bunch of photos, most of the Bragg Affair crew got their photos featured.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe got his photo in there. And
Cherry.
Cherry as an employee, because they asked some of the employees to post a photo or two, to submit a photo. So portion of the photos were from employees, portion of the photos were from just sneakerheads throughout Canada. Jonathan Kim got his photo posted. Calby got his photo posted.
Kimbro. Jonathan's photo was nuts.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. And yeah, if you guys didn't catch it, ask Jonathan Kim about it. I am Jonathan Kim. It's he'll show you what it is. It's really cool. We want to keep it a secret. If you didn't see it, keep it a surprise. You'll be pleasantly.
It's gonna give you guys some like research to do on your killing.
Anyways,
time,
so
that went down. Also,
oh yeah, Mike got a photo featured, but it wasn't like he wasn't asked to submit a photo, but because one of his photos was used for our podcast, and at the end when they did the recap of all the photos they used, they went onto the sneaker podcast and they saw a photo of Mike's that assume they really liked.
It was a really nice
because
shot.
It's one of my favorites of his. The Yeezys with the skateboard.
Yeah.
The use of the green wheels with the cream Yeezy. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So he got a photo in there too, you know, so that's cool stuff.
Yeah, we were all over that thing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Mike getting a photo, he was also featured on the Bragg Affair article that Jonathan Kim wrote. It's about, again, the Canada 150, but from Bragg's point of view, we asked a couple of sneakerheads as well to submit a photo and to just give a little sneaker story.
Completely missed on the assignment. I'm so sorry, Jonathan. I apologize.
Jonathan Kim is a very busy man.
It was super organized too, man. Like, I totally missed out, man. Like, ugh.
He has so many, like, projects and writing assignments planned out that it's cool. Like, he sends out so many.
No, the deadline was clear. I just definitely missed
but
it.
But he got... But the article's good. He got a lot of people.
Even asked Paul from Vancouver.
Yes, I saw it. He's in there. So sick. IBS negative.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, check out. It's on the Bragg Affair. It's the article for the Canada 150. I think...
Came out really good.
We also used Master Plan's photo. Like, he designed the little Canada 150 logos. Pretty cool, man. Yeah,
super clean. Nice. Extremely Master Plan-ish. Like, wouldn't expect, like...
This guy's so good, man.
He's
I have to mention something. This guy is hilarious on his Facebook.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah, I have him on Facebook. And you know that running app from? Yeah. I think it's from Nike. And it tells you when you use it, it tells you the number of kilometers and how fast you're going or whatever. And a swoosh on it. And he always posts a picture of like junk food with those stats.
Amazing.
So it's like
so good.
Like several kilometers to get to this burger or something. It's like so funny. Nice. Anyways, shout out to you, Masterplan.
Stefan. So what I like about his art is like his artwork graphics is just like so curated. Like,
yes,
sometimes I'll just like Instagram search him just to like scroll on his feed.
Because
it's clean, yeah, curated, like
it's purposeful.
Yeah.
Like everything is like on purpose. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. We worked together a couple of weeks ago for an Adidas project of mine, like some personal stuff. And when he came out with the final product, my mind was blown.
Like
he made me, like we had, so I had to kind of make like a profile file about myself, whatever.
For Tinder or something?
No.
For
business requirements. And like, so he asked me like, okay, I need this and this and this. Send me a profile of this, a little blurb about this and stuff like that. And when I looked at the file, I was like, geez, he made me feel like I was so good. I was like, wow, like, I'm so awesome. Like
it's like he's the guy that you walk into his shop and then he measures a suit specifically to you
makes
you look like James Bond.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it was amazing. So shout out to you, Masterplan. Also, something went down where like some of us were featured into like a blog post on
Style Democracy,
sorry, and being as one of the top eight or like eight Instagrammers you should follow if you're into kicks.
Something like if you're Canadian
Instagrammers you should follow
if you like sneakers.
Yeah. And kind of
sorry if we butchered the
title. So sorry. But it drove tons of attention, got tons of like comments, and you know, like what I like about these things is that it drags the non-sneaker people into your thing. You know, like, I posted on my Facebook page, and, like, even today, like, it's been, what, like, a week and a half?
Yeah, something like that.
I still get people, like, that saw it on my Facebook, and they're, like, they bump into me, and they're, like, hey,
I saw you
Tapuit Instagrammer. I'm, like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
And it's funny, because, like, these kinds of places and blogs where, like, people, like, will write, like, stuff about social media and stuff like that, people, like, they kind of flip it their own... They flip it their own way, you know? And they... It's just funny because, like, all the regular people in my life saw it on my Facebook page and they were like, oh, my God, like, I've seen on Facebook that, you know, you're, like, featured in one of the things and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, thank you. And, like, some tons of people commented, yo, well-deserved, stuff like that. I'm like...
Yeah, it was like a cool list of people. So shout out to Hardy Girl, L Doggy Styles.
Yeah.
There was Tristan Banning, Cherry was part of it too. So Suji Cypherson, Alex, and I was part of it too. There's also Sean Go, infamous Sean Go, and A to the Bed, Anna Bidionis. If any of you, I think I miss. Spoke her name or whatever, but you guys, if you're from Toronto, if you know sneakers, you know her too. So these, I'm not trying to tout myself, but yeah, the other people on this list, I definitely follow them all. They're like dope people. So it's cool to be included in this type of article. So thanks to Jonathan. Yeah, so shout out to Jonathan. He's been putting in a lot of work, right? So he does some Braggy Fair work, some writing. He's been writing for Style Democracy as well, which is really cool. I don't want to spoil anything, but he's also shown me that he's been, like, trying to get his foot in with other spots to write and... Definitely.
I really like his style. Like,
yeah.
I can...
He's really good. Very clean.
Yeah.
Very... Like, you can tell different styles. Like, I have a specific style of writing. His is very clean, very, like, informative, and non-stuck up.
Yeah, if I can say that, and there's, right? Like, no fluff to what he writes.
Yes.
It's like, what I remember, like, when I first, like, before we even met and, like, spoke about any of this, like... what I really liked about the Bragg Affair from a reader's perspective is it was like so straight to the point.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
almost that like sometimes I was like, that's it? Like I finished an article, I saw the pictures, I'm like, that's it? But then I started reading some other blogs that the blog posts were like, just like they were never done, you know, like it was just like you read and read and read and read and you read all of that fluff, and it brought me back to Bragg Affair, and I'm like, yo, that's all I needed to know. And it goes back to like what I was saying about Sean Gull a couple of weeks ago, like YouTube's so clean.
Yes,
like he will, like I noticed that he brought back from his European trip, he brought back like the Overkills, and he made like the 9317 Overkill. He made a review about those, and then he made a review about the milled leather 9317 a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
or a couple days after, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's the same shoe,
yeah,
I was intrigued to watch the whole thing, even though he had just reviewed the Overkills, because I know he's gonna show me all of the shoes, all of the shoe like inside out. He's gonna find the proper words to describe it. Amazingly well executed, like shots. It's so clean, well done, well edited, straight to the point, short videos. Like quick information, that's what I like. And that's what I liked about the Bragg. When I started reading it a couple years ago, like it's straight to the point, and Jonathan like definitely represents. Like,
he's got it.
He's got it.
Take this moment to wish him luck and all the fortune that he's deserved to for all the new endeavors that he's pursuing, because he would be an asset to anyone writing. So anyone that's listening to this that has something, yo, hit up I Am Jonathan Kim. The man works.
Kim bro.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff's been going on. I gotta say, also something really cool happened to me. I think I got a phone call. When was it? I was in the car with you, Cole.
Yeah, I think we were leaving the event last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we went to the event, and then we went to eat, then we went to drop people off, and then we were heading home. Cole was driving. No, it wasn't the event. It was at 3 o'clock or something.
It's when you guys were coming back from the outlets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. So we were at the outlet. With Mike.
Yeah, so we dropped him off.
We dropped off Mike, and then we're heading home. It's 3 o'clock. I get a message with a screenshot, and in the Bragg Affair DMs, I missed a message. And I was like, please call me back. And I was like, oh, okay, shit. I missed a call. And I had a conversation with the Foot Locker representative, and it was about a series that they're running called My Sneaker Stories. So I had seen it from other sneakerheads, and it was featured on Foot Locker Canada, where there's different shots, same concept approximately, where someone would show a sneaker, them and a sneaker in a photo, and then they would tell a story of theirs about sneakers. So it's hashtag My Sneaker Stories. And what's particular about this series is that it's being featured by Foot Locker US, Foot Locker Australia, Foot Locker New Zealand, Foot Locker Europe, and Foot Locker Canada. And they were like, okay, well, this week is Canada's week again, because they've featured Canadians before, but it's Canada's week, and I was asked if I wanted to submit a photo and a story. And I was like, yeah, this is cool. This is really cool. Really cool. So as social media moves extremely fast these days, right? The time I had to execute all of this was shorter than usual. A lot because of weather. You know, sometimes it's raining and you just can't get out there. So with all that, I was I felt a bit of pressure, not only because of timing, but also because I knew that this would go to different Foot Locker feeds. So a bit worried, and I was like, but you know, you're not going to say no to an opportunity this, right? And then I was like, okay, let me think of something. It's going to be featured everywhere. I was like, yes, let me go back to the Space Jam, right? So I've done some articles, or some people have asked me to do some features, and I've picked Space Jam. When I did the Canada 150 approved for Foot Locker, I chose the Triple White Ultra Boost. And for this one, I felt like I had to go back to my roots, so Space Jam it was. I picked it, and I gotta say, I was shooting at night, and I had some difficulties, but I found a spot where it was properly lit, and it was kind of late, and I kind of wanted to head home, because I thought I'd taken some shots I wasn't sure about, but I was like, this place is so well lit, let me try to get one last shot in. And in the end, I took the shot, and I was like, yeah, this is not bad, it's not bad, let me edit it. I edited it a bit, and I was like, oh, okay, it looks not bad. And then I asked, I asked Calby, what do you think of this? I asked Chloe, what do you think of this? And they're like, yeah, it's good, it's money. I'm like, okay, good enough for them, I guess it's good enough for everyone else. So I was like,
oh, it was really good.
I submitted, the story, I had formulated it once I had hung up with the Foot Locker rep. Like, once I hung up, I was like, what story represents me? And it's the story that I always want to tell people of why, instead of just buying shoes and being happy with the sneakers that I have, that I felt like I wanted to do more. So that's my story. If you guys want to check it out, it's up on Foot Locker Canada, Foot Locker US, Foot Locker Europe, Foot Locker Austria, Foot Locker New Zealand. It was extremely fun. It was extremely fun to see the other pictures featured in the series as well. There's one from T. McFly from the US. It's like an Air Mag. It's like a killer shot. Like, it's crazy. So you guys, if you want to do that, check it out. It's on the Foot Locker feeds. Thank you, Foot Locker, for the opportunity. It was extremely fun. And I think a big thank you from the Bag Fair and the Sneaker Podcast as well to Foot Locker for the Canada 150 approved, where we all got a chance to share our photos. And yeah, I think a lot's been going on in terms of media for us.
But we're still those same old dudes.
I think so, yeah. And going back to what we had said about in the last pod, I think, as much as we like being included in these things, and as much as we think was successful campaigns, or we hit all the marks on whatever assignments we have, it's good that we're not 100% happy with all the work that we produce, because it makes us want to do like better and just figure out new ways to do things. Like this week's podcast, we had the opportunity, we could have said, well, let's just wait and not do one again this week, but we figured out, okay,
no, let's give it a try. Yeah,
let's just do it. So that's cool.
Also, if you're in the Montreal area next week, the weekend of the 14th, 15th, 16th is Montreal's annual sidewalk sale on St. Catherine.
Ooh, dollar.
Some stores are going to hold some sales. We have some cool like activations going on the street at my store as well. So make sure you come and say hi and say what's up. Also, I was away this weekend, but I know because one of my employees, Alexander, like he's one of our newer hires, avid listener of the podcast. I know like he listens to us every week. Super, super cool. He mentioned to me that one of our listeners on Instagram, Pinder, he came to the store. I think he visits like every now and then, but he came to actually like say what's up. But I was not at the store for that weekend. So shout out to you. I know you had a good time. You spoke to Alex. And yeah, so shout out to you. Thanks for supporting the pod. Thanks for being nice.
Yo, Alex can shoot.
Me? Not the other Alex. There's four of us. There's another Alexander.
Well, the other Alex
can shoot. Yeah, he can shoot. Janito. Yeah, he can shoot.
It's a lot of Alexes.
Yeah. There's a lot of good photographers
and
in my team.
Just to go back and speak about the Montreal sidewalk sale, it is dope. Like, the Montreal's main shopping street in the downtown area is called St. Catherine Street, and they basically block it all off. Like, you can drive across it, but the walking, like, you can perpendicularly drive through it, but on the street itself, it's all blocked off, yeah. and it's every vendor has a table out there, and it's packed. And
some people just do activations, other will do sales.
Some local spots have local food.
Yeah,
it smells great.
Local shop off the hook usually holds like
oh yeah,
pretty solid sales. Oh, yeah. So I'm expecting something good.
I've grabbed some crazy stuff. Yeah, for I'm like expecting $10, something $20. Good.
Yeah. So check that out.
Yeah.
Make sure to come and say what's up.
Yeah, if you guys plan on coming down for that weekend or whatnot, just hit our DMs and we'll see. Like, you know, if we happen to be in the area, let's take a shot, take a shoe shot. I don't know. Chat it up. Be cool.
We also had like tons of like mails from the last couple weeks. I think we let it down.
Do you want to answer a couple or?
Yeah, well, okay.
Let's take a little break first and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So, as we promised, we're back with some of our listeners' questions. We got one question from Jay Lowe's on Instagram. He's asking us, if you could only have one shoe, any shoe in the world, but only that one shoe, meaning no slides and etc., that you would use to cut the grass, work, run in, and etc., which shoe would you choose and why? That's so deep.
It's tough.
It's a really tough one.
You're going to go to a wedding and you're going to have to be stuck with this one shoe.
Basically, right? Yeah. Holy cow.
Okay. It's winter and you have that one shoe.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
Superstar.
Okay.
A white superstar with black stripes.
Why?
First of all, easy to clean.
Yeah.
You take like those cheaper ones that are into the $100 range.
Wait, is this for like the rest of your life or like for 5 years or what is it?
So for the rest of my life, I'm good with superstars.
I think this like question is rest of your life.
Rest of your life. Let's say, okay.
Like you can rebuy the same shoe or it's just one shoe? What do you think?
Well, okay. So if we...
I think you're going to have to rebuy the shoe.
You
once
will.
Once
yeah, because it's going to rebuy after a bit.
Okay, so superstars.
Okay.
Definitely.
You can clean them easily.
You can clean them easily. They go for like every different occasions. They could look good. They could look sporty. They could look fashionable. They could look everything. So for me, like a superstar is white with black stripes, no doubt.
And you're going to have access to this shoe to rebuy it as it once it's dead.
Right?
Once it's dead. You gotta bring the remains of the old shoe before you can buy the new shoe.
Yeah. No doubt. Superstar.
Like, you can't have, like, 15 in your closet. It's, like, one use it to the ground, and then you get another pair.
No doubt.
Yeah. You have an idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta figure...
I think I'll go...
Yeah, go.
Cream Yeezy.
Oh, shit.
Fucking destroy the motherfucking shit and just get a fresh one once it's wrecked. I'd be like... All right, I got an event coming. I'm going to go hiking and fucking play soccer. And
then destroy it.
Destroy
so you can
it.
Get a new pair.
Not cut my toenails and try to go right through it. And then boom.
That's funny.
But then if not, it would be the Air Max 95.
Air Max 95.
Yeah.
I think it's very versatile. I have to assume that would
take
that
a
was
beating.
My pick for you.
Yeah, it would take a good beating.
So I actually don't know. I have to say... Probably Jordan 1 Bred.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I've gone on, like, trips, and that was my go-to shoe. And I feel it's very versatile. I'll probably sweat like crazy during the summer because it's, like, a high top. But all in all, I'm and it looks good beat. I'm pretty down with that.
I've done it all with my 95s. My 95s will
true,
go the whole
true,
way.
True. So I want to ask you guys like an expansion question from J-Law's question. Let's say the zombie apocalypse breaks out, okay? And you got to be on the go. Like you got to pack a go bag. You have your shit, a go pack. And then you have to pick a pair of shoes that you're probably... possibly gonna go run around with, that you gotta, you know, run away from zombies, run with your loved ones, and you, it has to be like a your go shoe.
It's gonna need some grip.
Yeah,
some serious ninja grip. It's gonna need some support.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I've actually thought of this. Like, this has, I've been, I want to be ready. So, yeah.
With what Chloe just said, only one shoe comes to my mind. It's like a good compromise for like comfort and support on the Adidas side, 9316. So you have that.
Yeah, but what if you got to kick a zombie in the face?
Yeah. Like you're black primed upper. It. Yeah,
but No. The 9316.
Oh, so okay, the support upper okay.
On the boost sole. So you got that like okay, solid support of like an AKT. Like the... And then Continental outsole, and then...
You think the Continental outsole can handle... Like, you gotta trudge through random shit.
I don't know, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah? Like, offers protection, and... So, this is how deep I've thought about it. I've thought of which colorways, too. Because you don't want your... you, dude, zombies are there. You don't want your neon flashing you about. Like, you don't want something bolty... Drawing attention to you. Like, what if you need to hide out in a little crawl space?
That's deep.
You know?
Yeah, I would need something that for sure it'll stick to my feet.
Yeah.
And I will need to break ankles while I'm running. So I'm going to go up with my soccer shoes, with the artificial turf.
Okay.
Turf sole, and it's going to be my Neymar Jordans. Yep.
Neymar Jordans.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. I also thought. Of the performance route, I was thinking like a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
Like my Lillard 2s, they're pretty solid. I have a nice black colorway, and I think I can run and gun with those.
I just don't know. I was thinking basketball shoes too.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking heavy? Wet grass. Like wet grass, if I wore the 11s, I'd be slipping.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to change direction. I'm thinking really like I gotta stay alive, you know?
I also thought an Air Max. They're pretty comfy. Because you gotta think comfort, right? Because this is the only shoe you're running around with.
If not, it would be steel-toe boots, man.
Really? Because I watch these shows, and I see people in boots, and they're, like, running. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just grab a sneaker? I assume it's for protection, but they're doing a lot of running. Like, why wouldn't you take a sneaker? I don't know.
No, it would be my soccer shoes. If not, it would be the Boost golf shoes.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Good one. this question has like
another question, yeah.
So many different extensions. Like,
okay, go.
Anyway, Sneaking Joe's asking us... That's so funny, but yeah, yo, we feel you, Sneaking Joe. Yesterday, I was at the street food market in Akron and Presto Vaults.
Fire.
Woo! And this dude bumps into me and literally drops an entire plate of butter chicken all over me. Now, my acronyms are stained, and after hours of work, there has been no improvement. How do you guys deal with permanent stains on non-beater shoes? Any stories? I don't mind wear and tear, dirt and etc., but food stains, man, it's not cool. Yo, it is not cool.
It is not cool.
Completely agreed.
I love butter chicken, though.
Yeah,
butter
there chicken. Is like... There's different approaches to this. You either make it a beater and then just keep it into like... So I... Some same situation happened to me with my Cream Yeezys a couple weeks ago where like...
Mm-hmm.
It got some wet black stains on it. I made it work. I made it like... I did some work on it. The stains still appeared. My approach was like, let me wear them with no shame. And just, like, walk, like, wherever, like, I needed to walk. Like, not watching my steps every single time. They got some, like, cool, like, dusty, like, tones on it now. Because of, like, the Montreal stains and stuff. I've so mentioned it.
What do you call those? Like, some scars? Some,
They're not scars. Just, like, the dust sticks to the primer, okay. So, the cream is a bit darker now. That's how I would deal with it. Like, but butter chicken stains, man...
It's a flashy shoe. I would like to know where exactly it's stained. Like,
well, I'm guessing it says all over, yeah.
I assume the vault, because that's what stands out a lot. And that pinkish is, like, messed up now.
That's super infrared there?
Yeah. Because the other part of the shoe is, like, black. So yeah, that would should be okay. But if your Volt and your infrared's kind of messed up,
cup some butter chicken and drop it on.
I don't know how much. Would you put that in the wash?
I would definitely put it in the wash.
If it's, yeah, last resort.
I would spray some Resolve on that shit too, man. Fuck it.
Yeah.
If you've tried everything, you've put the product, yeah, you've brushed it, you put them in the wash, and the shit still didn't come out, I think I would step it up to Resolve.
I mean, it's what do you call it? Last resort. It's already stained. It's either you wear it stained or you just try to, like, you damage it slightly because you're using a product that's really harsh. But
if not, you get more butter chicken and you rub it all over the shoe and they'll both match and you just
butter chicken
custom. Yeah,
so the what we're saying is what we would do. Don't take it as advice. I don't want to be responsible for, like,
okay, nice spray Resolve on my shit is gray now.
Yeah, so this is what we would do if we own the shoe. But, you know, disclaimer, you go with your own judgment on that.
But I think to answer the question, I think you kind of have to, like, I think it's a big shoe for Nike at the moment, right?
I would do the shoe. And it's worth a lot of money. Like, to get another pair right now, you gotta spend a lot of money. I think it's like either you feel comfortable and just trash the shoe, and you wear it that way, like through mud, man. It might look fucking cool with mud on it.
Yeah, I want to see pictures of this thing.
Yeah, but we feel for you. Like, the worst, I think, recently that I've gotten a shoe messed up, and it's not a shoe of the acronym level, was wifey. We went to check out the fireworks, started raining. We were on the bridge. Like, we were walking on the bridge. Coming home, we're running in the rain, and she steps in a puddle that's, like, way deeper than we thought. It's like a teal energy boost that became brown.
Oof.
Yeah. So I put some crepe on it, and it's almost back to the same teal, but it's, like, definitely not an acronym. So that one, I don't know, man. Use all the products. All the products.
Yeah.
Just try it all. And if you've passed, like, what, the barrier of no return, then
they're beaters.
What do you have to lose, right? You've already kind of lost them. But good luck.
Fuck that side.
Good luck to you, Sneaking Joe.
Send us some photos, man.
Yeah. And tell us how you feel about butter chicken now. Will you still eat some?
Yeah.
Do you cringe every time you see butter chicken?
It's so crazy, man.
It's very good, though.
Anyway, think we should wrap it up.
What do you guys think? It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
We hope you guys enjoyed this different audio approach episode. We definitely had a good time. You couldn't get more real than us putting a phone on my kitchen table and just, like, talking.
And pressing record.
Yeah, that was pretty much what today looked like for us.
Yeah,
hope you guys enjoyed it.
Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike.
Get well soon. Get better soon, so he should be here next week for sure. And shout out to Cherry as well. She's been running rampant, really busy. She'll probably make an appearance on an episode soon as well. Till then, you have us three. We got Chloe. Why don't you tell the people where they can find you?
Yep, at Chlorel.
Alex.
People can find me at Suji Cypher Sons.
You can find Mike at On Air with Mike D. You can find Cherry at cherry.graywall, cherry like the fruit. And you can find myself at christopher.chew. I was going to go Bragger Fair as well. You can find me at the Bragger Fair too, yo.
And you can find all of us at the Sneaker Podcast. Don't forget, you can tweet us, send us DMs, but also, like, subscribe to iTunes, leave us a comment, subscribe to Podbean. We love Podbean. Thank you so much for hosting us since over what we can officially call more than a year now.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing journey. We'll keep saying it. We mentioned some, like, giveaways a couple weeks ago. Don't worry about it. This is still in the work.
Stuff's coming.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming. Yeah. So it's still, we just need a couple more weeks before we can, like, put this together. And that's it. Episode 22. And We'll catch you guys next week on the flip side. Until then, keep it funky, keep it fresh, and peace.
Peace.